Eleanor has been working hard at trying to keep up with me, and she's been preparing wonderful children's stories, and she's got another one today to share with us. Thanks, Eleanor.
Right, and the children like to come up and help me. Recently, and we got hungry, and we decided we both liked to eat these. So I bought this. Now I wonder if anyone can identify or tell me what was in this container. It's all gone now because we ate it. Cheese? Well, that's a good guess.
Beans.
Beans. Okay. You have no idea. What?
Jewelry.
Well, no, what used to be in it? We can't eat jewellery. Can you read what was in it? Oysters.
Oysters.
Do you know what oysters are?
They're shellfish.
Yes, that's excellent. Did you know what oysters were? Have you ever eaten oysters?
No, she hasn't.
Have you?
No, she hasn't.
Have you? Have you eaten oysters?
I know what they are. They're couples.
Has anyone here eaten oysters? Well, you won't know whether there's oysters in here or not, will you? Well, I'll tell you what, oysters live in a shell in the sea, and sometimes a little bit of sand gets inside the shell and it will grow into something really beautiful. Does anyone know what that might be? Yay! You've got it right! You've got it right! And this container, guess what it's for? Pearls. And pearls. And pearls. Well, that's just lucky to suck on this. There's even a couple more in there. Well, pearls can be very valuable.
I've had oysters.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. You might know the story here. Okay, well, we'll put these away. We know that there's pearls in there.
How can we eat shells with pearls?
You don't eat the pearl, darling. You eat the fish. There's a fish in there. The pearl grows if a little bit of sand gets in there, and it sort of makes a pearly thing around the sand and grows. But you don't eat that. You eat the fishy bits in there. Right. I can see that I'll have to have some oysters for morning tea sometime. Okay, well, oopsie. I want to tell you a story about a very special pearl. And it's about a man called Abu. Now, you might be able to see the pictures if you can stretch your eyes out. Abu, it is said, was the richest man in the land. His billowing robes and fine jewels adorned each hand. One so rich should be very happy, they say. But Abu, oh no. He spent his days in wandering, searching high and low, asking every friend and foe, where is the pearl of great price? Here he is, peeping around the corner there, trying to find it. He climbed the lofty mountains and he crossed the driest plain. He searched the deepest valley, but his efforts were in vain. Into the steaming jungle he trod, prepared for any test. His shoulders drooped and his body ached. But would he ever never rest? If he had to try and his very best to find the pearl of great price. Poor Abu. He followed a sparkling silver brook till it joined the ocean's roar, and in its thundering falls of laughing foam he'd not been here before. He stood and gazed at the view below until it was nearly night, and then across the blue-green bay he spied the city's lights. he felt this place would be just right to find the pearl of great price. It looks as though it's sitting up there in the sky, doesn't it? He eagerly ran through city streets, searching shop after shop, but finding nothing, he sighed discouraged, "Will my search ever stop?" He sat on the ground, his head in his hands. He couldn't go on, he feared. And then he heard the sound of a tapping cane. Just like that. A cane is a walking stick. And as a bearded old stranger neared, he stopped. In his outstretched hand, there appeared the prettiest pearl, the perfect pearl of great price. Abu looked at the pearl and blinked his eyes. Once and twice and then thrice. "How much must I pay for this pearl?" he asked. "It's worth any sacrifice." The bearded one spoke very soft and slow. He said, "The only way is to sell all you own, every grain, every thread, and on that day, bring all to me. And then you may own the pearl of the greatest price." He eagerly thanked the old stranger, and then he hurried to sell all he owned. His neighbor watched, and they shook their heads. "He must be mad," they moaned. He sold his house, he sold his lands, his books, and the carpets in every hall. He sold his bird in the gilded cage, and he sold his horse so tall. He didn't regret his decision at all to gain the pearl of greatest price. He packed the gold in a leather bag to pay for the pearl he desired. He found the man and gave him the bag with all the gold that he had acquired. At last, he had the perfect pearl, and he sang and he danced with joy. The old one smiled and said to him, "You'll not want nor weep, my boy, for this is the day that you will enjoy your perfect pearl of great price." Now, I wonder how that relates to something valuable for us. Because just like the pearl was the most valuable thing for him, the most valuable thing for us to have is Jesus. And when we have Jesus in our hearts, we have the good news of his forgiveness and love in our lives. And this is the greatest discovery that any one of us can make. So we'll just have a wee prayer now. Dear God, we thank you that your son Jesus died on the cross for each one of us, so we might be forgiven for all the naughty things we've ever done. And this is the most precious thing that we can ever know.
Thank you, Eleanor. Thank you, kids, for sharing in that. You're welcome to stay during our worship time if you'd like to.